Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe, a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached February 10th and 11th, 2024 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie. The text for the day was the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When Peter, James, and John ascended the Mount of Transfiguration, little did they know what they were about to see. There upon that mountain, they beheld one amazing sight after another. They were met there upon that mountain by two of the most important figures in the history of God's people, Moses and Elijah. Moses, who descended from Mount Sinai with the very law of God. Elijah, who proved himself a prophet among prophets when he defeated the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. Yes, they were both notable men who every Jewish person recognized as central to their story. And not only were they notable men, but they were also men with notable deaths. Remember how Moses died? God took Moses up that mountain to see the promised land that the people he had led throughout the Exodus would soon be given to live in. And there in the land of Moab, Moses died. The most notable part about his death, of course, is the scriptures tell us that God himself buried Moses. Talk about a notable death. Elijah, of course, too, had a rather notable death. After parting water with just a strike of his cloak so that he and Elisha could continue on their way, Elijah's heavenly hearse came to take him to heaven. Fiery horses brought a fiery chariot, which Elijah took away from this earthly life. You might think that when Jesus got together with these two, Jesus might want to talk to them about one of their deaths. Moses, tell me, where did the Father bury you? Did he speak any words while he did it? Elijah, what was it like to ride in that chariot? Did the Father ride shotgun? But this was not what their conversation was about. Now, Mark, of course, does not tell us exactly what they talked about because he is almost always the most concise of the gospel writers, leaving out certain details to get to the heart of the action of the story. But Luke does tell us what they spoke about. Moses and Elijah, those two notable men with notable deaths, talked to Jesus about his death. They talked about his departure that he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Yes, rather than talking about the gorgeous view of the promised land that Moses saw from that mountain in Moab, they talked about the view that Jesus would have from Mount Calvary, looking down upon the wasteland of sin that the earth had become. Rather than talking about Elijah's ride on that fiery chariot to heaven, they talked about the wooden cross-shaped chariot that would carry Jesus into the sky to die for the sins of humanity. Yes, they talked about his notable death, for truly his death was far more notable than theirs. For while their deaths were unique due to the circumstances, Jesus' death was unique by the nature of what it accomplished. Only his death would be the atoning sacrifice for all sins. And that is why the Father told Peter, James, and John that they should listen to Jesus. Oh, he knew that that display of glory before their eyes was not all that they needed to know about Jesus. They were to hear him each time he told them about how he would establish his reign and rule on earth, each time he would tell them that he would be handed over and crucified. They could never lose focus on Jesus' notable death. Yes, Jesus' death is the most notable death ever. This is something that we should certainly confess loudly. We, just like Elijah and Moses, should be talking about it every chance we get. The fact that Jesus, who is revealed to be God himself upon the Mount of Transfiguration, would die for the world he created, that's notable indeed. The fact that he would not hold humanity's sin against them is worthy of every mention. The fact that his kingdom would be established through humility and not brash power is something to talk about. But do we always talk about it as we should? Could others tell from our witness that we believe that his death is the most notable death ever? Anymore, we hear about notable deaths in our day all the time. Whenever anyone of any import in our popular culture dies, we hear about it. This last week, it was country star Toby Keith who died, and I saw red solo cups posted all over Facebook. With all of the ways to receive information, we seem to know about these deaths hours after they occur. And then, with the help of moving tributes on TV or short videos on the internet, we are soon all talking about that person's death and the life that preceded it. For a day or two, everybody is talking about that person and their legacy, how we watched them on TV, how they revolutionized music, how they inspired us. We talk and talk for a couple days, and then we move on to the next person. And I suppose in one way, the length of time that we speak about their death is actually appropriate due to the real impact that they had on the world and our lives. But we often act as if their importance was much greater than it really was for those several days. But when it comes to the death of our Lord, we should never stop talking about it, for its impact on the world and our life is eternal. We should talk about it not only here, but in our homes as well. Not to mention when we are out and about. We should talk about it not only on certain days, but every day the good Lord gives us breath. We should talk about it not only among believers, but among every lost person we find as well. And it is up to those of us who believe to do this, because the TV anchors will certainly not make mention of Jesus' death on the evening news, and it will likely never be a trending topic on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat. It will not be all the talk around the office or workplace either. And that is why the Father's words to Peter and James and John are words that are delivered to us into our ears this day as well. He told them to listen to Jesus. And we too must listen to Jesus. For truly it is as we listen to him in his word that we will be moved to speak about him and his notable death as well. And so we must gather where he speaks to us. We must gather in our homes around his word. We must gather in God's home where his word is spoken. We must gather at the communion rail where he speaks to us about and delivers into our mouths the fruits of his death. For then we will indeed proclaim his death until he comes. As we listen to him, we hear the best news possible. We learn that all of our sins are forgiven. Yes, even those times when we have failed to speak of his death. But then there is even more good news. He tells us that our deaths, they too will be notable. They will not be notable because of the circumstances of our death or anything else about us. They will be notable because Jesus will gather us to himself through them. Our death will be the gateway into his presence. Our deaths will be notable because of his death. I suppose we will continue to speak about deaths we hear about in our day. And we could, no doubt, talk for a while about how amazing it was that God himself buried Moses. We could marvel over what it must have been like for Elijah to catch that chariot ride to heaven. But as ones who know just how notable Jesus' death is, we will, through the Spirit, testify first and foremost to his death. We will confess it every chance we get. For we know through faith that his death is not just notable in the history of the world, but notable for each and every one of us and each and every person around us. Through his death, we are saved. We talk about it then, even as we listen to him, that one who pleases the Father in every way. We talk about it everywhere and to everyone. Amen.